Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday we finished our study in Colossians. Today we will be starting a new study in the book of Titus.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, today we're going to start the book of Titus. And I want to just thank you folks who continue to email us. Some send in some financial gifts to help us to keep this on the air. And that is a great thing. We've heard from people in Sweden and Ireland. We've heard from them in other countries as well as throughout the United States. Some have gotten saved. Some have gotten things right with God. And your help with us has been a great blessing. Sometimes we have to upgrade our material here, our computers and things like that, and that is hard work, but God has blessed, and we've been able to do some of that. And I appreciate all of you who pray for us. That's the first thing. We need daily prayer. And then the second thing, that Lamp and Light does welcome your financial gifts. But let me say, as I've always said in the past, your tithe belongs unto your local church. Don't send your tithe to us. An offering is anything above a tithe. And so, if the Lord lays us on your heart, then I hope that you will give. But again, don't rob from the local church. I know the Lord would have you to give to your own local church and support your church. Be there. Every time the doors are open for ministry, you be there and be a big help to it. Pray for your pastor. And let's just keep on keeping on till Jesus comes. Now, you have been listening to the book of Colossians on our broadcast here. Back in 2020, I did not have any problems with COVID-19. However, I had either three or I had four strokes. It just depends on which neurologist you talk to. My main neurologist says I've had three. The other one said I had four last year. Basically, my strokes are hemorrhagic strokes. They are brain bleeds, in other words, and they affect my optic nerves only. They don't hurt motor skills and things of that nature, but it keeps me grounded for a long time. I'm not able to drive for a long time, and then I'm also having to depend on my wife to drive me, and she's been so good to do that. So I just praise the Lord that we can continue, and we trust we can continue. When you go through almost a year of being down and not being able to record, you get concerned. But the good thing is, we had not recorded any new books of the Bible or any new messages for our Lamp and Light broadcast, which means we had about 20 years straight of new sermons or new Bible studies before you had a repeat. And so some of these repeats that we had in 2020 and 2021 was because I was down. And so I appreciate, though, being able to be back right here in front of the microphone and to be able to teach and preach the Word of God. So today we start our study in the book of Titus. But before I start that in Titus chapter 1, I want to encourage you that if you're visiting the Ocala area, if you're coming here this summer, or you're going to come down during one of the holiday periods that come up, we'd love you to stop in at Central Baptist Church right here in Ocala. We're located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue. Again, that's Ocala, Florida. We also have a website in which all of our services, this has been going on for a few years now, all of our services are live streamed. In addition, we have our own radio station, WTYG-FM. And if you're in the area, tune in to either 107.1 or 91.5, and you're probably going to pick us up on one of those. If you're north of us, 91.5 may be better, but as you get more to town, then it's more like 107.1 is the best. We also encourage you to not only visit us, but I encourage you that if you do visit us and you've heard us on the radio, come up and meet me during the church service, or usually right before the church services, or sometime when it's over. I would love to meet you, and let me know you listen to us on our radio program. All of our sermons are recorded, and they stay on the web. Our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. And that'll take you right to our website. You can see what's going on. You can see the special speakers we have. We have a second site that is also used, and that is www.sermonaudio.com/centralbaptist. Now, if you're in Eastern time zones or you want to listen to our church services, we are at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning, 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, and 7 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday evening. All of our revival meetings, missions conferences are also live streamed. And then in addition to that, our program, our radio program, you can go onto our website and pick up our radio station and listen to us on that 24/7. It is great. We'd love to have you become a regular part of our audience. We're so thankful for the stations that run us on a regular basis. I think of right down there in Haines City. Those people have been so good to us down there. And then also FBN, what a blessing they are. We're out in the Pacific Ocean there, Pompeii, and that is great as well. And then down the Caribbean Lighthouse Radio. And the people down there are doing an outstanding job. Even with all the storms and everything else that has happened, those guys are sticking with it, and I really appreciate them. And so be faithful to those stations. The stations are like our station. They're listener-supported. And so make sure you support them. I know they'd appreciate it. And you help keep the gospel going out, reaching souls around the world. Now, let me just give you an example. On our own radio station, we've had people listen to me, listen to our church services. And now they have been coming to our church. They got started by listening to the radio. You might be able to reach someone by listening to the radio, having it on there, just being able to support it, and somebody gets saved, and they fit in a good Bible preaching church. What a blessing that is. So let me encourage you to do that as well. Now, in Titus chapter 1 and verse 1 is the beginning here of this study. And it's there where we read in that very first verse, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness. So that's the first verse, and I'm not right into the study yet, because anytime we start a new book of the Bible, we have a word of prayer. But I was just kind of whetting your appetite for the book of Titus. Let's get started. Now, Father, you know that I'm still having trouble with my eyes as far as being able to read and see, and yet you brought me along a little ways, but Lord, I pray that you'd help us to be able to see every bit that I need to see, Lord, to be able to deliver your word to these wonderful listeners that listen in to this broadcast. And Father, I pray that as the word goes forward, that it will edify the saints. It'll glorify your name. I pray, Father, that it will help people that are in that spiritual need at this point in their life, Lord, and that it will do something that provide an answer, perhaps, from you. and that they would know that it comes from you. I'm only a messenger. And so, Lord, I pray that you'd communicate to people through this entire series. I pray that we'd rightly divide the word the entire way, every step, every word will be directed by you. Thank you, Lord, that I have the undeserved privilege of being able to teach your word. And I pray, Lord, that it will help people to be stronger in doctrine and faith. And we would ask this and that name above every name, the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, I've chosen as a theme by which to teach this book of three chapters from a phrase found in chapter 2, verse 3, behavior as becometh holiness. Now, I believe as we progress through this book of Titus, one will see that it is talking about and taking us to a life of behavior in our personal lives as members of the local church, which Jesus Christ founded. Now, this behavior of holiness must be manifested in our relationship with the individual fellow believers of the local assembly, as well as our behavior as we're out in the world, as we are representing the Lord Jesus Christ to the world. And remember, wherever you go, you're a member of a local church, you are representing Jesus Christ through your local church. We're Central Baptist Church. I believe every member that goes out here should keep it in mind that they are representing Jesus Christ through Central Baptist Church. And that's what you should feel about your local church as well. Let me add, though, that this behavior has become holiness should be in your home as well. Family members should be able to see this. As someone said, even your dog should be able to see this, that there's something peaceful and good about you. Now, each book of these pastoral epistles, you know what they are here? 1st, 2nd Timothy, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, and we have also Titus and Philemon. Well, these books have an emphasis within them that looks at how the local church is to conduct itself or to operate as a church according to the Word of God. Now look, the very Spirit of God breathed out every word of this book. The Apostle Paul is writing the book of Titus, but they're not his words. They are God's words. They are every word from the Holy Spirit. And Paul, being a holy man, was trusted to write these words down.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.